call the meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge, please? Kelly, lead us in the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Chris, on the highway, go on.
Newton Road's all paved. The shoulder work is being finished up once hardened a little bit. Pretty sure we're gonna, we've got some bad spots on Green Valley, Eddy, and Lambert.
See, somebody left me a message on the thing about the Green Valley Road, something on the Green Valley Road. I didn't have a chance to call them back tonight, but I'll call them tomorrow. Maybe you repaired it, I don't know, whatever it was.
I know the trees are getting, like every road, the trees are getting bad.
Yep.
I should know next week. I mean, we're running out of time, but you talked to me, the chipper back, at least real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Way faster. I mean, especially not to do, just to go get them opened up somewhere.
Right, right. Yep.
I'm at school Tuesday, Friday next week. I did talk to Bobby Fair on getting rid of some of the water off the Eddy Road.
Yeah, we should start paving that.
We both agreed to do away with waiting for soil and water and DEC and all them. He said what the farm pretty much can do. If I have to, we'll make a quick meeting, but need board approval to go on personal property, cover my butt. But if we don't get rid of the water.
Right, yeah, well, that's it, and that's the whole problem with that.
We ditched it last week, and even sitting in the dump truck, you can feel it shaking.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of water there. Okay.
Gonna start doing sand and finishing little projects.
Okay.
Other than that, not a whole lot.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Chris. Library.
We've got quite a bit going on at the library. I'd really like to thank the firemen for doing the field day and the parade. It's just great for the town, great for the citizens to be able to come out and watch the parade. And it's the best barbecue chicken you can get anywhere. It's just great. So I just want to thank all the hard work and everything they do to put that on.
Thank you.
The library was able to get in the parade, and we marched, and we had a vehicle, and we had a great time, and we actually got quite a few people showing interest in the library from that. So that was a fun day for us also. Again, I'd like to thank the town for mowing the lawn at the library. The property just looks, I think, very, very nice.
Yep.
And they do a great job. Lisa is here. Lisa DeLong is one of our co-directors. And last Saturday, we had a very successful Lego. And I don't know a whole lot about that. Would you just talk about that, if you don't mind, Lisa?
Yeah. We had 10 kids and 5 adults that showed up for our Lego time. I'm using a little program called Educating Young Engineers, and we just had a fun time. We took the little Lego person and threw him in the trash can and called it a trash canyon, and they built little creations to try to get this Lego person out. And they're all displayed at the library, so if anybody wants to go and take a look. And Tim Gagno has made some really nice cards with their first names on it and what their creation was. They talked about it when they were done. Hoping to do that probably monthly, because we're also starting a toddler time next month, and that's going to be every Tuesday. So probably once a month, maybe more, depends, because now I don't know, on Facebook there's more kids wanting to do it. So the community room was pretty full.
Nice.
With, you know, 20 people in there. I know that it can technically hold more, but
yeah.
When little ones are running around, you know.
We know it was Lisa's brainchild to do this. She's the one that wanted to get this Lego thing going.
Yeah.
It went very well. But you said toddler time and toothfill, that's not Lego.
Nope, that's for the little two, you know, 2-3-year-olds, and that'll be Tuesday mornings at 10:30. So that's a separate program that we're going to start doing in October.
Get the word out.
We're going to start the second Tuesday in October.
Yeah, we found over the years, get toddlers into a library and get them into books and stuff. They always do great in school afterwards. It's just a great opportunity for that. Thank you, Lisa. Also, July, August, September, we had a series of 10 lectures and workshops with Senior Planet at our library. Generally, we had 8 to 10 people who attend each of those. We have one more left this coming Thursday, 2 days from now. 2 days from now, there's one more. It's going to be about PayPal. And again, all seniors are welcome. And, you know, even if the assessor is 57 and a half, he's not 60, we would take him. You don't have to be 60.
How about a year older than that?
You're more than qualified, I guess. Okay, so we do have one more of those 2 days from now. That one is 10:30 or 10:30. Better look that one up. I think it's 10 or more, but it is on Facebook and it's on our website. A week from today, next Tuesday the 20th, at noon, we're having a potluck for seniors to bring something to share. We do have some drinks and stuff, but you can bring your own drink, bring something to share. The ones we're targeting are those that have been taking a Senior Planet course, but it's not restricted in any way. So again, any senior, more than welcome to come next Tuesday at noon at the library. We'll be in the community room and we'll have a potluck. It's sort of like a little graduation thing for those that have been doing the summer course, but it's welcome to all seniors as well. And then next week again, Thursday the 22nd. So next week, Thursday the 22nd, 6 p.m. in the evening, Mark Berry is coming, and he's written several books, and especially about the role of women in the early war, like the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, Civil War, and I guess he's written some very interesting books about that. He's going to give a talk about that. So, and again, that's open to everybody. That's not a senior thing. So everybody's welcome Thursday of next week, September 22nd at 6 p.m. I believe you will have some of his books here too for sale. We still have no news on the state grant. And it's not just us, there's no news statewide. So at this point, I can't see us getting anything done this summer, even if things happen. But we'll see. We don't know. Nobody knows anything about anything on that. However, we were quite fortunate. Back in late March, early April, we had a couple weeks to get a grant application in. From the Adirondack Foundation, the Lake Placid Education Foundation, they're kind of working together. And it was for a technology upgrade. So we got the grant in on time. And 3 weeks ago, we found out we got the grant. 2 weeks ago, we got the money and it's in the bank. So it's $4,000, and we're going to be upgrading our computers, especially the one that the librarians use, needs upgrading. And some of the old ones from the old library, we're going to replace those. I think the more important thing in many ways, we're we're going to put in security cameras. For the most part, the librarian is alone, and there will be cameras in the community room, the library, and some towards the parking lot. So the person, we'll have another set of eyes throughout the area there. So, yeah, we didn't hear from the state, but we got the Adirondack grant, and we're very, very, very happy about that. Beginning October 4, we're going to do start some more senior plan. We're going to do, it's Chromebook, but it's like a PC. So if you have a PC and you don't have a Chromebook, you can still have it in the course. You'll get it. And it's sort of like a continuation of what we did back in May and June. We had like the beginner course in May and June. It's not that advanced, but we're going to go beyond what we did in May and June. Chromebooks are available. We get them from Senior Planet. But we did encourage people last time, and it worked. They brought in their own computer, but that's what they're going to use at home. And that worked pretty well. So if you know anybody or you yourself, again, it's seniors, but again, like we said, they generally say 60, but we'll take people in the 50s generally. Anybody that's interested, it'll be a 5-week course. It'll be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And you don't have to do every day if you have an appointment or something. There's a way to get you caught up with stuff with that. But we're going to do another 5-week course. And then there's going to be 2 more lectures. And I think there's sometime in November. And again, all of this is on our Facebook page and on our website. So you can keep track of that. But get the word out. And it's going really good. It's a good time. We get a lot of laughs when we do these courses. The last thing, October 22nd is a Saturday. And it was in today's paper, the Press Republican. There are 9 libraries in the Tri-County area that have opted in and volunteered for the Akwesasne Mohawk to do some cultural activities. And there are different things going on at the 9 different libraries. Moore's is one of the libraries that has volunteered. And the program itself is at 1 o'clock, and it's ladies doing Mohawk music and also explaining their culture, etc. And it's a 1-hour program. So Saturday, October 22, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. will be the program. However, we have also invited Tammy's Lunchbox, the food truck. They were here last month, and it went very well. So they have agreed to come out on that same day. And the food truck will be here on October 22 at the library from 12 noon until 3 p.m. And you don't have to attend the other program. You can just come and get food if you want, whatever. But it is there. Okay, any questions?
No. Thank you. Thank you, Art.
Thank you,
Art. Dog control. Everybody's got the report from Stacy of dog control. Looks like it was a kind of a calm month. Okay. Beautification.
Speaking of dog control, I guess there were some complaints on the playground at the school. There were some people that have a dog that keeps running over there, and actually there's some free-range chickens that keep finding their way onto the fields when kids are playing. I don't know if there's anything we can move out. The dog we should be able to handle. How about the chickens?
Yeah.
I found out who the owner of the dog was, and she's going to go over there and speak with them. It's been going on for
a while. Yeah. I wasn't sure if there was anything that had been handled on that yet.
I haven't. That's first I heard of it. I haven't heard anything about it. You heard anything? No. Tyson, you heard anything about a dog running loose on there?
I have. It's that neighbor's dog. The chickens, they usually visit me when I go paint the line, so I don't mind them so much. No, but the chickens, they do walk around.
Yeah, chickens are
holding both houses.
Yeah, we're just worried about dogs crapping all over because kids are playing soccer out there.
I used to see it, Lamar, but I haven't seen it
Okay.
Lately, I'm sure it's still.
He actually went into the school last year after the end of the day.
Did he?
The dog, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Beautification.
Thank you. We started, the committee has started, more so Vicki started working on our Welcome to Moore signs, especially the one up on Blair Road. The committee is going to continue working on it now that the weather's cooled down a little bit and hang all dry before we get it on the sign. As long as the weather continues to cooperate. One thing that I'm going to be bringing up at the meeting, thanks to Vicki bringing it to my attention, is our meeting is next Wednesday, by the way, the 21st at 7. And one of the concerns we have is the height of the roof and getting up there safely to stay in the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the concerns I'm going to bring up at our next beautification committee is how can we safely do that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We intend to get going on the sign now that the weather is cooled down a little bit where it's not so hot to work out there.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Maybe you can get together with Chris and the bucket truck and can help, you know, be a little safe, I know.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
Yep, so we'll be discussing that next Wednesday.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Tyson Youth, soccer in full swing?
Yes, soccer doing very well. We have 14 teams, just some more.
Wow.
So that's good numbers. All going well. Our tournament's coming up the 24th. Sure, we'll have 33 teams in Red Park in the school. So be good for the town.
Yeah.
People around the town. Oh, feels so good, which is more than good. Thank you. Come on.
We had the, Chris had the guy from the ACS office go down and sample that bad spot over there.
Yeah.
Said it doesn't need lime.
Doesn't.
No. He said the best thing is do is put some compost on it this fall and leave it set over the winter.
Yeah.
And then try to reseed it in the spring.
So Chris and I were even talking about that. I wouldn't even hesitate to put some compost and seed it now and frost seed it at the same time and let that settle if it takes and it's gonna get, it's only gonna help it.
Right. So we need to
needs a little attention.
See if we can't find some compost.
I actually moved the whole field away from, you know, as much
that
as I
spot.
Could to the closest one just to try to stay out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
It's kind of that whole southeast kind of area, but
okay.
Between the grubs and the skunks. And
yeah, I know. Nasty.
Okay. Thanks, Tyson.
Thank you.
Town historian's not here. Mr. Assessor, you got anything to say?
I always
do. Yeah, I know.
We made 100%. So that means our exemptions are good for another year. So the only thing I'm doing now is doing new construction, and I'm going to do trailers. Or better yet, mobile homes go down single wides because they haven't been done in since they were first invented. So I got a book that's 3 inches thick full of all the mobile homes in the parks, the whole neighborhood. I'm gonna try and get that in for the next fall just to check them out.
Okay.
That's all. They're happy with me in Plattsburgh.
That's change.
Yes, it has.
Thanks, Larry.
You're welcome.
Fire department. Todd couldn't be here tonight, but he gave me the report. They had a total of 10 calls for the month of August. 5 in the town, 5 in mutual aid. They got a total of 93 calls for the year 2022 so far. And it was signed by Todd Gumlaw, chief. And he just wanted to reiterate what Art said, that he wanted to thank everybody for supporting the fire department and Labor Day. It was a real good success. They sold all the chicken dinners, and you know, we did well. So he wants to thank everybody, and I want to thank everybody. So okay, EMS. I did not get a report from the EMS court. Got a report here for the court. For the month of August, they had a total of $2,021. Of that, $1,572 went to the state, $6 to the county, and $443 to the town of Moores. Cemetery. I got a I look, I see a picture of your gate. Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Yep. Exactly the way he had designed it on paper to the teeth. And then he, of course, grabbed some old pieces from the old gate and was able to work that in. The whole frame of the Moors on top is from the old gate.
Oh, is it?
And
oh,
then the, those little, what do they call those things? The little arrows. He actually added those to each corner of the gate as well. So it's really, really sweet. Very
Looks really nice.
Very nice. I do have something I want to ask about. It is kind of town historian, and of course the clerk would be involved in the accounting, and myself as the volunteer. But I've been looking at programs for digitalizing the cemetery. And this particular program I'm looking at would actually organize and digitalize everything through the cemetery on one platform. You would, they would come in, of course it's going to cost a little money. Don't know how much, because I told them you gotta be careful, this is a town.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of money.
Right.
Of course the quote they'll give me depends on what kind of information we have and what kind of how extreme we want the program. Mm-hmm. This program can go right to putting every single interred individual.
I mean, we've got a lot of information on the Union Cemetery up there, but as far as the new Riverside, we have hardly nothing.
You're right on the new, but Mr. Rabbit did that headstone book, very thick, and it's the entire, like from Ross's Point all the way to Ellenburg. Okay, every cemetery is in that book.
Oh, really?
You have to search the entire book to find what you're looking for. And that's what I did when I first started looking at the cemeteries, especially the one here in what was the village. And I have that all on a huge sectioned off map. Every single person that was buried in each section. I don't have them in the order that they're buried in there, but I have them in their little corners.
Okay.
That's a plus. Kelly was telling me that there is kind of a sketchy type map of Union. So there's the second one.
Right.
Blackman, this is very small. I bet I have every picture of every stone in there. The new Riverside, you're right. I haven't really gone over there to do much because it's really quite simple.
And it's
not like the stones all falling over and twisted, and the thing is
we have people that want to buy lots in there.
Well, this is what this program will do.
Right.
Okay. They'll come in with the aerial photos. They'll take pictures of these cemeteries.
Okay.
They'll work with us to match all of our information for each stone and each section of that cemetery.
Okay.
Help us input that into this program. And then they can go as far as doing a biography on every interred that we have information for, so that people all over the world can actually go and look for their ancestors through this program.
Right. Okay.
And even pay for pieces that they might want a copy of.
Right.
Which to me would generate a little money with the maintenance of our cemetery and the program.
Okay.
So anyway, I have a webinar appointment meeting with them tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And their program actually focuses on municipal cemeteries because of the way the towns are starting to have to take over the cemeteries.
Right.
So, anyway, I just want to see if we can
Yeah, definitely, yeah, yeah.
Look into it further.
Yep, check it out.
See what we can come up with.
Yep, definitely.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, old business. Old business I got is the solar company up here. Solar number 1, 2, and 3 is the ones that they paid us money, and we're holding it in an account, and they donate $2,500 every year to that account. Well, the other 1, 2, 3, the other three ones, we did a bond. But what they want to do is they want to switch these three into a bond also. They want their money back, more or less, bottom line. We've got, they're $60,000 for each of them. So it's $180,000, and I think they've been paying $2,500 for a couple of years, so there's probably maybe $190,000 in a CD at the bank that the town is holding. And they're wondering if we want to switch these over to a bond like we have on the other three. So, and just to kind of peed me off a little bit, because I found out just a few weeks ago that they are suing the town for the assessment value that they have on the solar. So we have to hire a lawyer out of Albany to defend it, which is going to cost us money. I'll read you a letter that's Noah Siegel, who's in charge of the thing, said, "I wanted to reach out to you regarding a writ of certiorari that was filed for the Three Moors project regarding the tax status. We decided to do this because the state tax model for solar project has had challenges with its launch, and we are not sure if it will improve in the coming year. So we really want to have the option to work directly with the town to evaluate the taxes further if the state does not clean up the process. But do not expect immediate action in this response to our filing. I just wanted to give you a heads up to see if you had any questions." So that's what's happening with the solar right now. So I guess first thing, do we want to switch this over? First off, they're only offering $70,000 for each project, and these, when they're matured, there should have been $110,000. So I think if we do it, we should at least get $100,000 out of them each, for each solar, each project. My feeling on it, if the board decides to go that way. I mean, it is kind of a pain in the butt with the money, because I got to go down every year and I got to renew the CD, and then when they get the $2,500, I got to go down and put the $2,500 in there for each one, and it is kind of a pain in the butt. But with a bond, you just call and renew it every year for $100,000.
Does that CD approve any interest for the town?
Nope. And I think that's what they want to get away from, is they more or less want their money back. They got $180,000, $190,000 tied up in that. And I talked to the lawyer, and when we did the other one with the bonds, he said that's the way the solar projects are going. Everybody's doing a surety bond, where they put a bond up in our name and they hold it till, these things don't work anymore. Then if they don't tear them down, then we use that bond money to tear them down and clean up the land. So, I mean, who knows in 20 years if $100,000 you're going to take care of and clean it up.
Yeah, cost of everything done.
So. Yeah. But so far right now is all the glass can go in the landfill. The metal can be recycled. So it's just the process of tearing it down.
Jeff, can I make a statement?
Yeah.
They have $1,600,000 worth of assessment. They want it reduced to $325,000. Right now, that whole lot of thing, they pay $2,800 a year to special district.
See, they don't pay taxes on it, because
pay any taxes.
We get paid every year for.
But they get.
Yeah.
They have to pay special districts.
Right. Your ambulance and your fire districts, they have to pay tax.
Is that a lot of money? to pay.
Well, seems like it is for them. Yeah. I haven't talked to Noah in a while, and I'll probably call him tomorrow night and see what the process is and see if there's something we can work out without going through the lawyers and costing big money for lawyers. Because by the time you hire, I emailed the guy, he finally, we've been 2 weeks trying to get hold of this guy in Albany. Our lawyer recommended this guy out of Albany because that's what he does. Well, he finally just emailed Renee back today, and I emailed him back with some information and to get us a price, how much this is going to cost the town, you know, so.
I can't represent the town. Small claims, I can right. represent the town.
Right.
When it gets to that kind of money.
Right, yeah. Well, that's what I'm worried about is, you know, $20,000-$30,000 tied up in lawyer fees just to fight this thing, or if we can sit down at the table and come up with a figure that, you know, we're both happy with, you know, and that's why I don't understand why he didn't come to us and say, here, you know, we think the taxes are too high, and I understand what he's saying, because the town or the state is all over the place in these solar things. They're all over the place. When we first did it, we had it at what, 3 million? They called us and told us to reduce it to what?
500,000.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's what they did.
You know, and they're worth a hell of a lot more than $3 million. There's 5 solar farms up there, you know, so. So I don't know, do I want to talk to him first before we decide to run on?
Jeff, why can't you use that as some leeway?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. You know, how bad do they want their money back?
Come up with an agreement.
Are you willing to sit down and sit at the table here and figure out what is a good assessment price for them?
Right.
You know, fair for both of us.
And then if they want the bond back, say we can drop it, we can go back and do that. So you guys think
about
it.
Yeah.
Some leverage.
So I can call them tomorrow and then bring it up next month. Hey, there's no big hurry to do this. We're sitting in a cat seat.
Yeah, yeah. Just,
you know,
let it slide right now. But if they do bond, I think you're right. You should have the bond more than what they're offering.
Right, yeah. I think the bond is a little bit low.
Yeah.
70,000, so. But, okay. All right, I'll call them tomorrow and see what I come up with. Okay? All right. I don't got anything else. Anybody got anything else in their old business?
Do we have any information more on the grant for the equipment for the park app?
For the what now?
For the playground equipment.
Playground? I don't know if you talked to him lately or.
Nope, we should find out in December.
Just December?
Yep, if it was approved.
If you're getting the grant, please.
Because right. We didn't get it last year, he said you're 95% sure you're going to get one this year.
So we were able to.
That's what this guy that writes the grant's telling us. So we're hoping, you know, by next spring we can do something with the playground up there. Okay. All right. Anything else? Nope. New business. Let's do the. Tax cap.
You want to talk about it first?
Yeah. We decided that we're going to apply for the override the tax cap. The issue we have is we just got our preliminaries for our budget, and right now we can only raise $38,486 through taxes. And right now, the Champlain EMS is asking for $49,000 raise. So, we can only go $38,000, and they're asking $49,000. I mean, we haven't decided as a board yet if we're going to give them the $49,000. That's what they're asking for. So, I mean, they're like everybody else. We got to cut. They got to cut. So, but we want to do the proceeding to override the tax just in case we have to. Right now. The 38,000 that we can go is under 1%. It's 0.97%. It's not even 1%. The tax cap is supposed to be 4%, but it goes on the whole bunch of crap. So this year it's under 1%. So you're not allowed to raise your taxes more than 1% this year, which allows us $38,000. which is not a lot. I mean, like I say, you know, alone, you're looking at $49,000 for the EMS. You know, you got your raises for your employees, you got your insurance, your workman's comp, you know.
My fuel went up that.
So.
But the assessment increases at all help with that? The assessment increases everybody received this year, is that gonna, are they gonna be paying on that new number?
Yeah.
So would that also bring in more revenue if it's?
That's supposed to be all calculated in here by the state with all the new assessments.
It almost seems like they're taking care of itself with the increase.
The increase was supposed to take care of itself according to several things that came here and the county and everybody.
They lie too, you know. So. Okay, so I'll have Kelly read this. We're gonna vote on it tonight. If the town, if the board votes to go ahead with it, then we have a hearing next Tuesday. You have to have a public hearing on it. So we'll publicize it in the paper. And then we'll have a public hearing and, you know, if the public is, I don't know what happens if we get a whole bunch of people and shoot it down, I don't know. I don't know if we ever had that, but let's cross that bridge when it comes, I guess.
Resolution introducing Town Law 1, 2022 Tax Cap Override. Whereas the town board has introduced Town of Moore's Local Law 1 of 2022, a local law to override the tax levy limit established by the General Municipal Law 3C, and whereas this proposed local law is necessary in the event that the town budget for 2022 exceeds the tax levy limit, be it hereby resolved that a public hearing will be held on said proposed Town of Moore's Local Law Number 1 of the year 2022, on September 20th, 2022 at 6 o'clock at the Moore's office complex located at 2508 State Route 11, Moore's, New York. Be it further resolved that the town clerk is hereby authorized and directed to publish and post a public hearing notice to be published in the Press Republican and on the signboard for the town maintained pursuant to Town Law Section 108, publication thereof, and said posting to be not less than 5 days before date set for such public hearing.
Okay. I mean, and then this doesn't mean, I mean, I guess what it means is we still can go up to 4%. So, I mean, we may have to go, right now we're at just under 1%. We'll see what 2% or 3% brings us, but I mean, it doesn't mean we're gonna go crazy over 4%, but I don't know, I just don't understand. You know, the state set this 4% tax cap, but, you know, the 10 years I've been doing it now, I haven't seen 4% any of them, any year. It's always 2% or 1.5%. Or
they adjust for inflation?
Yep, so.
Do the pilot monies we get, that kind of hurts us a little bit in this, too.
Yep.
That takes away.
Yep, it does. It does, it goes toward our revenue, so.
So, yeah, I mean, we don't hurt us to the tune of about 19,000.
Yeah.
Looking at this, but still, that's.
Right. But, yeah. So, that's the resolution. I have a motion to accept it. Oh, yes, maybe. Discussion?
So, the state is telling us we can't go above what number?
38,480.
So, what percentage? 1%?
Yeah, just under 1%, 0.97.
The last 4 years I've been on the board, it's been around 2%, give or take.
Yeah.
Why such a slight, drastic increase?
Because they do the adjustments for inflation and all this stuff, and I don't know, you'd have to ask them. They send this paper down to us. That's what they tell us, that we gotta go by.
Now, and this has all the new tax revenue is included in this, right?
Yep. Yeah. So last year our total budget was $1,284,836. If we do the all the 38,000, we're looking at 1,323,322. So.
And if we do the tax override, we can go back to our 2%.
Right.
We need to run the town.
Right. I mean, just because we do it, we don't mean we have to. We don't, I mean, still it's too early in the figures.
And if we wait too long, if we wait the next month to do this, it's gonna be too late with the public hearing to do it. So that's why I decided to do it tonight.
I'll second the motion.
Yeah, I think we should do it just in case, but I...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I highly advise everyone that wants to come to that, come and voice your opinion at that hearing. Absolutely, let us know what, how you feel.
And there's some things we can cut, there's some things you can't.
I was gonna say, it's getting to the point. My highway, you can't cut anymore.
We're rock bottom now.
That needs, I need another $400,000 for equipment. You keep cutting, might as well lay the ice off.
We haven't cut your budget, so...
No, but trucks have gone from $150 to $300. Fuel's gone up, parts gone up.
Fuel's gone up, yeah.
Everything, no matter what we do, everything keeps climbing and...
Yep.
They keep lowering our rate. Yeah, it seems like everybody's paying more, but it's discouraging no matter what we do, but
they are.
We gotta be able to run and keep our safety in mind for everybody is, you know, we don't wanna give EMS what they're asking for, but that's still a safety issue.
Well, you know, we still...
It never ends.
No, we don't.
And it's technically out of our hands. I mean, you gotta follow their rules. But...
Okay, so I made a motion and Irving second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. Thank you.
Spread the word.
Okay, next thing, budget hearing. October 18th or the 25th? Our board meeting is the 11th. Yeah, board meeting is the 11th, so a week later is the 18th, and then the 2 weeks is the 25th. Anyone better than another, or?
It doesn't really matter. The 15th is a Saturday.
The what now?
You said something about the 15th, but that's a Saturday, so.
Yeah, no, 18th. 18th or the 25th?
Yeah. So the earlier the better. That's good.
Okay, we'll do the 18th. 18th good for everybody? Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Seven.
What's that?
7 o'clock.
I'd like to go six if we could. May get six down there.
I'll put it down. I should be fighting.
It takes a while, so yeah. Go through it all.
When are we getting a copy of the budget?
Yeah. What's that?
Is this when we're getting a copy of the budget? Or we have it?
First of October, if you get a copy. Also, our next board meeting is on Election Day. The 8th, November 8th. So we definitely can't have a board meeting then, but how about the 9th, the Wednesday, next day? Is that good with everybody, or?
Should be.
7 o'clock, same time?
7 o'clock, same time.
Yep. Okay, so you'll post that too.
And then there's a zoning board meeting September 20th at 7 p.m.
Zoning board
meeting?
Just
if anyone's interested.
Okay. Anything else under new business? Okay. I got one more thing under new business. I got a letter. After careful consideration and in light of my personal health events over the last few months, I have made a very hard decision to render my resignation as councilman for our community. I would like to thank all who supported me, and I ask that the support continue for the other board members. These are very trying times we are living in, and many hard decisions will have to be made. He goes on to say that he'd like to recommend one of the residents as a board member. So, and that's signed by Randy LeCount. Respectfully. So what's going to happen is the town board is going to have to appoint someone to fill in this because it's too late to get them on the ballot for this fall. So next month we're going to be, we'll take names for the next month, and then next month the board will decide
who we want to appoint.
Hey Jeff, if anyone is interested, would it be possible for them before the next meeting to do like a letter of intent as to why they want me on the board?
Yeah.
So that would be sent down as a board.
That'd be a good idea.
So we have something to go on. I really don't want people's resumes.
Right.
Say, I'd rather have a letter of intent, this is why I want to be on the board. Mm-hmm. And then we can sit down an executive session to discuss.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you want, you can drop it off to Kelly here at the town. And then, like I say, next month's meeting, we'll pick someone to fill a spot. And what's going to happen is that they're going to fill a spot till the end of next year. If they decide, whoever gets a spot, if they decide to run, they'll have to run next November. But the term goes till the end of December. So the new person will take over January 1st of 2024. So it'll be a little bit more than a year, whoever gets appointed to the board. Okay? Anything else under new business? No? Okay. We got anything else?
No.
No?
Good. Any questions?
Public comment. You got
yes.
Any questions or? Yes, sir.
I reside at 260 Green Valley Road, and I would like to know when it's going to get paved.
I don't know where that is. You know where that is, Chris?
That's about the middle of Green
Valley. Down by the.
It's by Green Line, and it runs over to Cannon's Corners.
About the middle. The whole thing. Not really exactly sure. Like I said, we're going to band-aid it.
Because it's been well over 30 years since it's seen any tarmac. I have pictures on my phone if you wish to see all the cracks in tarmac coming out.
Well, there's a lot of these roads got cracks on.
Well, I totally agree.
We're trying.
When the chunks are coming out of the pavement,
mm-hmm.
Now it's a motorcycle problem. I also am work for a municipality.
Mm-hmm.
I know how it works and everything. I know how the chip money works. Mm-hmm. My biggest concern is when is safety going to become a new play here?
Well, like you said, if there's those spots that are need to be patched, they'll be patched. That's all we can do for now.
If you want me to go through there and count the potholes through the whole road, I will.
No.
Because the whole point is when is it not safe?
Right. Yeah.
Because he's taking care of the trees. I did call him about the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to pull almost halfway out of my driveway before I can see if anybody's coming either way. Mm-hmm. Which he's going to take care of that. He told me that.
Okay.
But I'm not even expecting it to get paved this year. I just like to know when it's going to get paved.
Yeah. But we would too. I don't know how we got almost 100 miles of road. You know, we try to take the worst at first. You know, it's.
You guys don't have an emergency fund for roads that are?
Nope. All we do, most of our payment is done with chips money. We want to spend about close to $400,000 this year for chips to pave. It's not cheap to pave anymore. Well, you know that.
I work
for municipality.
I know that, but if I let a road go that far, then it's only going to cost you money because you're going to have to grind it right down to dirt and start over.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, we're doing the best we can. All I can tell you.
Well, I'm not just going to stop here. I'll talk to my legislator next.
Okay.
The
All
road
right.
is just nasty.
Okay. That's your privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anybody else? Yes, sir.
Our work area, Brenda, we purchased the property on Garen Road 5 years ago, 17 Garen Road. You know what I'm talking about.
That's on this, on Route 11?
Years.
Pardon me?
The problem has been going on 5 years across the road.
Well, it's been going on a lot longer than that.
My point exactly. And in 5 years, we've seen nothing done. Now, anybody in council live on the Garen Road?
No.
Now, and I know you wouldn't put up with what we put up with, if it was, again, across from your property. So what we want to know is, when is the situation to be resolved?
She's in court, and she's being fined.
Apparently it's not doing anything.
Well, what else are we going to do? You tell me, and we'll do it.
You tell me.
You tell me, you can't go on people's property and take their property. If you do, you're going to get sued.
Got to be a resolution somewhere.
Yeah. If I knew what had been done.
Apparently it's not working.
I've had her 10 years ago when I was a judge here, sitting there, and I fined her and threatened to put her in jail, and you see where it got it.
All I say, if it was across from your property, you wouldn't be.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
It should never got to the point it is now. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it lately?
Yes.
It's 10 times worse now than it was a year ago.
Yeah, and she hauled half of it down here to the Manette store.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And you can't tell.
Huh?
I had a deal next door. They put in a driveway next door and I went.
I don't. We've had a lawyer on it. And.
Well, there's got to be something to be done.
It's crazy. What you're doing.
Exactly. We've had two lawyers on it, and that's what they're telling us. I mean. Yeah, we've got a local law saying that if you don't clean it up, that we go in and clean it up. Then you're going to be sued. Then you got more money. You know, it's just, I don't know.
She's adding to that pile every day. Every day I go, I see her unload carloads of stuff every day.
Yeah.
She's not going to even have a lawn anymore. I give her 2 more weeks, she won't even have a lawn left to put anything on.
And once we get snow again, we're stuck again.
She has tents up, right?
Oh, she has tents.
Yeah, I saw that when I went back to.
Right on the boundary line of that poor guy that just bought the property next to her. And now she's working off the other side.
Okay.
You can't tell me that can't be a health hazard. All kinds of stuff in there.
I'm sure it is a health hazard.
No doubt, my mom.
Call the health department. See what they'll do.
Illness,
we've
right?
done that. We've done that. We've called the health department. This is not our issue.
Hard to deal with.
Believe me, we've done. This has been going on for 20 years.
It should have never been allowed to get to the point it is now. That's what you as council are elected for.
No, it's not. That's not what your council elected for. Not to clean up people's garbage. Would you like us to go on your property and take your property?
I have no garbage on my property. I have 20 acres.
You're saying it's garbage, but to her it's not garbage.
I didn't say it was garbage.
Well, I say it's garbage. I've seen it. I've had pictures of it when I was in court here. I've had pictures of it. It's garbage. It's sitting out in the weather. How good is that really going to be? We'll look into it again, but I've had two different lawyers that didn't want to go there.
Well, I've heard it said it's a good thing it's not on the main drag. Now, if it was on the main drag, would you take care of it?
Well, there's some on the main drag too. You take a ride up.
Mm-hmm. I do take a ride up.
There is some.
Like that.
There was one up toward Elmer. They cleaned it up some, but there's still quite a bit. So.
Is there any zoning laws that force her not to be able to do that? I thought there was zoning laws like if you had weeds you were cutting that you can enforce.
Right. There's zoning that, you know, if you don't mow your lawn and stuff, then the town goes in and mows it and then puts it on the taxes. But there's nothing in there about
storage.
Garbage.
So you're saying
about storage.
Whatever you want to call it.
Mow my lawn without my permission, but you can't go on hers and
But they can force you to mow your lawn. Yes.
So, okay. Understand. I'll check into it more. That's all I can do.
That one in Ellenburg, I don't talk about. They even moved the tractor out of there this week.
They did? Yeah.
I've been here 5 years, and every year I've had my taxes raised, and I live across the dump. Mm-hmm. 5 years. Every year my taxes are raised. And look what I live across from.
Yeah. I feel for you, I really do, but I'm telling you, we've tried. It's been going on for a long time. And if I had an avenue to do it, I would have done it a long time ago. But I'm just looking out for the town to get their ass sued for going in and taking people's personal property. Because that's what's gonna happen, because that's what she's gonna claim. That's all personal property. And it all belongs in the dump, if you ask me. But, we'll get the lawyer back on it. And
doesn't the fire department have something to do with that too? Being obstructing exits and stuff like that?
Not really, not the fire department. I mean, they can go and say, yeah, it's, you know, it's a health hazard, it's a fire hazard, but then you gotta get your code enforcement officer to write it up, and then it's gotta go to court.
Well, maybe that's what should be done.
I think he's already written it up.
But that's still not gonna get it cleaned up.
I believe so.
He's already written it up, more than once.
He's done it up several, more than once.
Yeah, but she's considering that a business?
I don't think so.
I just wonder if she wasn't, then you could say, does she have to have a license?
Right, right, yeah, it's residential, so, yeah.
Thank you, sir, retirement.
Okay, I'll check into it. Anybody else got anything? Steven?
I know we got zoning laws here in Morrison. And there's a house that's been burnt, and it's all down. It's been burnt, caught fire 2 years ago, over 2 years ago. They haven't did anything to clean it up. I know she already got her insurance money. Because she took her family and whatever, there were 10, 12 people she took to Florida to go to Disney World after she got the money. I mean, that's like on Route 22, everybody coming into Moores, they see it. I mean, it's been that way for over 2 years.
Yep.
There's got to be something the town can do.
He's...
You got zoning laws, there's got to be something in the zoning law to take care of something like that. Same thing with the Garen Road, there's got to be something in the zoning law to take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else?
Jason was on that, Steve. He got in touch with her, she said she was going to talk. She lives, I think, in Chasey. But there's a trailer there too.
Yeah.
It's a dump also.
Yeah.
So,
okay. I don't think Jason where she was.
Jason has been on it. But
yeah, I know he has. I know he has.
Against the tide.
Yeah. Gary?
How did you get any sealed bids for the sidewalk?
No, did we get any sealed bids?
No.
Nothing? Got nothing? No. Apparently we didn't.
Oh, she said no.
Okay.
Okay. I had talked to a couple people, and it was too late in the year. They didn't want to put anything in, because they thought it was going to have to be done this fall.
Well, still got plenty of time. I don't know when first, middle.
But they had too much work.
Well, that's the other thing. A lot of people are busy.
Who did you talk to, Chris? Where did you have from?
It was... Actually, guys from Altona Highway, guys Zane.
I got a contact for a floor excavating. They came up and they're going to pay my driveway. I told them about that and they were supposed to submit a bid because he was asking about specifics. I told them that I'd come down and see it, but can't be they came down. So,
it's like there's Cook Foundation from Elmore.
Yeah,
two or three, and basically it was just, the only other one I was told about is A to Z, that's towards Champlain. I didn't get time to go see them. They're the ones that actually did the sidewalks in Altona. But anybody I talked to had too much work going on to worry about frost, and if it was tearing up the old ones, where the base is there, basically get rid of the broken stuff, maybe widen it. Mm-hmm. Not quite so bad, but complete new. It's a lot of work. You gotta pull the sod, level it all, tamp the sand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because technically it's gotta be guaranteed.
Oh yeah.
You know, if they crack too much, then that's what they said. Well,
we'll put it out back out there early in the spring then.
Well, even if we did it again later for a spring project, so they know,
right.
Then they can have that in their spring plans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we submit it again.
Maybe November.
Well, yeah, even this coming month, submit it for spring.
Okay, yeah. Ken? Okay, anybody else? Okay, I entertain a motion to close.
Make a motion.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Thank you, everybody.